Hello and welcome everybody to Nerdy Boys Reviews presents Civil War. We're your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. We give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week in movies, television, comics, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. So spoiler warning, guys, if you guys have not watched Civil War, you should not be listening to this podcast. Along with that, we'll probably be cussing and stuff, so if that's not your cup of tea, well, fuck right off.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah. So, how's it? What?
Kicking it back old school with the theme song there.
Yeah, yeah. Old school jazz.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good one.
Yes.
I like that song.
It is a good song. That's why we chose it, dude.
Yeah.
I think we have pretty good taste in, you know, what we do here.
Yeah. Excellent.
So, in case you guys weren't aware, you know, there's this little movie or whatever. I think it's, I forgot what it's called. It's like Civil War or something. It came out like on Thursday.
Captain America, Civil War.
Yeah, so Civil War came out.
Yeah.
We've seen it twice already.
Yeah.
We've seen it Thursday and then today, Saturday.
Today's was a little less stressful. Yes. Like Thursday, we did cool little video blogs and stuff for you guys. And, you know, I video blogged about hoping Scott made it there safely and didn't explode in a fiery car crash.
No, thanks, dude.
And Scott video blogged about, you know, how he wants to make sure his car won't blow up and he won't die in a fiery car crash.
Yeah, yeah.
So there
That's
was a theme.
Definitely true.
There was a theme to that day.
Yes.
And then Scott got there safely and it was all good and dandy.
Good and dandy.
Until he found out he left his lights on the whole time.
Yeah, dude. Like, so when I got there, it was like, it was what, like 6 o'clock-ish? Like,
yeah.
But it was still pretty daylight out because, you know, it's coming up on, like, well, it's like damn near summertime now. And, you know, it stays lighter longer. So, yeah. And on a stretch of highway that I was driving down, there's like a mandatory sign to turn on your headlights.
Yes.
And so when I got there, my first thought was, hey, I should make a video blog saying, hey, guys, I arrived safely. Well, I forgot that my lights were on. I turned off my car, you know, make sure my radio deck is out because it's, you know, plugged into my fucking car battery for some reason because it's wired wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to make sure I, like, take it out or it'll just stay on. And, you know, forgetting to turn off my lights because, you know, it's still light out and I can't even tell my lights are on. You know, I just, you know, I'm all ecstatic and stuff. I'm in a hoot.
A hoot?
I don't know if that's the right word, but hey, I'll use it.
A huff?
A huff.
Well, a huff would be like a bad mood, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I wasn't in a bad mood. I was in a good mood. You know, I was like racing over to see Civil War. We come back out and then, boom, my car is dead. Oh, man.
Yes.
I was very angry.
He's like, an hour and a half to get home. All right, I'll start walking. It'll only take like 4 days.
Yeah, it'll only take like 4 days for me to like walk or something. I don't know. But, you know, we handled the situation. We went, because I didn't have any jumper cables at my car, and Christian doesn't have any jumper cables either. So we drove over to Target. Luckily, they weren't closed yet. We bought some, came back, you know.
Yeah.
And I was just scared to death the entire time that, like, my car was going to just die out, and I was going to be stranded. And then, like, some trucker guy was going to make me give him roadhead for a ride home and stuff.
Jesus.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, dude, and, like, I was like, man, this is not going to be a good time, dude. Like, I don't want to, you know, do that. I mean, that doesn't, oh,
that doesn't
I don't like
sound
that.
Like a good time.
So, you know, I was just like, all right. Car, I'll make you a deal. No, I didn't really make a deal with the car. I was just like, you better get me home. Yeah. And it did. Well done. Well done.
Yeah. Got you there. Got you home.
No, oh, Jesus.
So,
so much wobbling on the mic.
So much wobbliness.
All right.
All right.
But, you know, so here's a big thing for me, guys, is for a long time, I stopped going to watch movies, like any movie. Like, mainly now, I'll go and watch, like, mainly, like, superhero movies. Nerd movies, things
yes.
that are like within my field that I podcast about, and I won't go watch regular movies anymore. Like for this main reason is like people are just assholes and they ruin the experience of a movie for like other people around them.
Yeah,
like people have like lost all respect for other people and like just don't know how to behave in public.
Oh yeah,
like it's so annoying because like. Okay, here's, like, a big thing. It's, like, I don't mind if you, like, bring your child to see a movie. Just make sure that they know how to behave.
Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't be fucking talking during a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fucking ridiculous. It's rude. And then, there's a grown ass, so we went and seen it today, and there's like this grown ass dude like sitting there fucking talking during the movie. I'm like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? I hate that. When then, like, they're, like, trying to guess lines and stuff or guess what's going to happen. Yeah. And they'll narrate it out loud and shit. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck
up!
That
happened at the premiere when we went on Thursday night, dude. People kept fucking talking, dude. There were these little fucking girls behind us, dude, and they wouldn't shut the fuck up.
And then we, like, today...
At least, like, the lady in front of us had the respect to take her kid out of there, and she didn't even come back.
Yeah, good job. But it's always, like, just, like, you know, like, people just, like... laughing when it's not even fucking funny to laugh. Like, it's a very serious moment. People are just... fucking tickle monster came and got me, dude.
Dude, like, I don't get it. There's nothing funny, like, about after Rhodey fell and then, like, Iron Man shoots Falcon. Like, and people are fucking laughing every time.
Both times we've been seeing it. People are sitting there laughing like it was, like...
The music is fucking sad. Like, fucking... Iron Man is... People have such a wrong idea of who Iron Man is, and it very much irritates me.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Very annoying.
And then, like when we went today, dude, like, it happened to you, too. Like,
fucking people, dude, kicking the back of my chair, dude.
Dude, this guy literally grabbed the back of my chair to get himself up.
Dude, oh, my God. I would have flipped out, dude. I was like... Luckily, the person stopped kicking the back of my chair before the movie started,
dude,
so I didn't
little
mind.
Kids in Brentwood were kicking the back of my chair. Were they kicking yours?
No, dude. Because I would have got up and slapped them. Because, you know, I'm an asshole, so. It's okay, though, because I embrace that.
Yeah.
No, seriously, dude. It's something that's so annoying because it literally, both times I felt like both of the experiences were completely ruined by the jackasses around me.
Yeah.
And it's so, like, guys, get it to fucking together, like... Especially the people that are, like, you know, old enough to fucking know by now. Like, if you're 16 years or older, you should already fucking know how to behave yourself in fucking public situations in a movie. You should not be fucking talking. You should not be fucking, like laughing when it's not even fucking funny, dude. Like, seriously, if you have a cold, stay your fucking asshole. I don't want to hear you the whole fucking movie, dude. This asshole behind me, dude. This, like, this kid, dude. I was like, oh, it's only because he was a kid I didn't say anything. Like, oh my God, I was so mad, though. I was like, dude, that's all I can hear, like, most of the movie. I was like, like, I'm like, dude, I don't want to fucking hear that bullshit, yeah. Dude. Like, I'm fucking sorry I had to do that in your guys' ears. But honestly, you can go fuck yourself, dude. Like, oh my God, man. It's so, I'm like, dude, I'm so mad about both of my experiences.
Yeah, I mean, it's like people just don't know how to behave in a movie theater. Like, when Scott and I see something exciting, we don't sit there and, like, start talking. We look at each other and smile or something. Like,
like all creepy
fucking,
shit.
Like, creepy. But, like, dude, at least we're not like, holy shit, dude, you fucking see that? We're like, we just look at each other and we're like, dude, you're so fucking cool.
Or, like, we'll like, fidget awkwardly. Yeah. Like, I'm a dolphin.
But, like, we don't say anything, you know? We're trying to be respectful of the people around us, but.
Yeah, dude. And, like, you know, we've had moments where we've, like, laughed hysterically, of course, but we laugh during the parts that are fucking funny, dude. Like, seriously. Oh, man. Okay, so we have a story for you guys today.
I was just thinking about me at Chili's.
I know. So, okay, Christian's, like, showing us all these hilarious Game of Thrones memes. And, dude, like, we're eating dinner. We're in a restaurant, guys, with, like, our family. And he let one rip, dude. It was, like, one of the little squirt farts, dude. It was, like, that, dude. I was just, like, I looked over at him. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And then when we walk out of the restaurant, you know what this asshole has the audacity to say, dude? He was like, dude, they had to, like, roast it, like, the smell of my shit or something. I forgot what he said, dude. He said something ridiculous like that. He's like, dude, they had to baste in my fucking smell. I was like, dude, are you kidding? Like, I would have turned, like, even if they didn't hear me, I'd be like, dude, I'm so sorry.
I could stop laughing.
Like, I'm sorry. I was laughing so hard that, dude, I actually went, like, you know, went slipped out of the bubble. It's okay. But, you know, you didn't say anything. You just start dying at the table laughing. I was just like, what is going on? The humanity has failed today.
They were marinating in my fart smell. My fart particles were all...
Christian's like the most immature person in the world when it comes to farting, dude. He will literally just fucking die, dude. We'll be in the room. We'll be watching something. We'll be like joking around laughing. He'll be like... They'll fucking die even worse, dude. dude. It was so funny, dude. Oh, man. We have some stories, like, you know, some stories accumulated for us, you know, over this weekend. The weekend's not even finished, dude. It's a good time, dude. This is a good weekend. Dude. All right. So, like, right, you know, my brother gave me this, like, stereo system, you know, speakers and stuff.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a complete set. He gave it to me for free. Christian's uncle was interested in buying them, right? And I feel, like, super bad, dude. I'm like, so he gives me, like, they're worth, like, $150. I sell it to him for $100. All right. We think that he needs this one part, but it turns out to be the wrong part. So we had to, and we told him it was going to cost him, like, total $200 for the entire thing. Like, $100 to pay me for the speakers and then $100 for this other part that he needs to hook the speakers up to that to hook up to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turned out he needed, like, a different, like, receiver type fucking contraption that, like, calls in the UFOs. And then, like,
fuck if I'm out of space.
You know what I mean? And, you know, that was, like almost, like, that was, like, $300 because it was, like, $275 plus tax. So it was, like, $300. And, you know, just rough math skills. So, I mean, hopefully that's right. Anyways, so it cost him like $400, dude. And I was like, man, I feel so bad. I was like, oh, I feel like a piece of shit. Like, I thought I'd just share this, like, awkward story with you. So, like, if you think I'm a total scumbag, you guys should just be like, you know, tweet us on Twitter, like, hashtag scumbag, hashtag, like, feels bad for the uncle. Like, I don't know, dude.
Feels bad for the uncle.
Like, ah, oh, man. Like, how, like, dude, that must be so annoying. Like, when you think you're going to get a deal on something, you're like, oh, dude, $200 for a stereo system? That's really good.
He still got a deal.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he did. He totally did.
Like, here's the thing, like.
And we went and installed it for him.
Yeah, we installed it for him. That was, like, that was some work, man.
That's a pain. That's
luckily,
a pain in
he
the
had,
ass.
Like, the proper tool to, like, strip the wiring and everything.
Yeah, because you have to, like, strip back, like, the protective layer of rubber off the wires, you know, to expose, like, the thing so you can plug them in to conduct it, you know, conduct signals and stuff. Dude, we're fucking, like, technicians and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I would have thought ahead, I would have just brought my tools over because I have, like, wire cutters and strippers and everything like that. Like, okay, whatever. But, you know, I didn't think about that and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but we got it all to work and hopefully it'll stay done, excuse me, properly. And yeah, I mean, I'm sure while we're doing it, Scott's like, man, we need to set this up at our house because fucking nobody likes going to the movies anymore.
Yeah, dude, I'm honestly
like, I mean,
like,
we already pretty much have like a home theater system here.
I mean, I'm not saying I would do it, but I'd like, you know, totally like pirate some shit, you know? And, you know, just call me Captain Jack. It's okay. I'm so serious. I'm really done with going to the movies, dude. Like, unless if, like, I think from now on, I'll probably go, like, maybe, like, the week after the movie is released from now on. I may set our timelines back a little bit, but, dude, it's just, it's very hard to concentrate and, like, really concentrate on what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, dissecting, like, what the exact, like, you know, picking out what the plot is. You know, paying attention to all the individual details that we need to pay attention to.
Right.
In order to review it for you guys. It's very hard when you're so upset about, like, the people around you. Oh, man, I'm fucking burped. It's disgusting.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's very irritating. It's like, dude, like, you, like, I guess, like, at least the first time we saw it, we avoided the loud laughter asshole. But this time, we had him. And he was the guy right next to you. And
like, I couldn't tell if he was slow or not. Like, he was in, like, I'm seriously not trying to be an asshole. He's in, like, the little handicap section. He was, like, in a wheelchair, dude. I'm seriously not trying to be,
I don't think he was special, but.
But, like, dude, like, who fucking acts like that, dude? Yeah. And then, like, people, like, this dude, like, two rows in front of us. So, like, me, Christian, and our nephew Nicholas was, like, in one row. And then Christian's mom and sister were in the row in front of us. So the perfect people in front of them, this guy, like, in the middle of the movie, just straight whips out his phone, is like sitting there texting and stuff or doing something. Probably like watching like Pornhub or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking RedTube. Fucking. I don't know, dude. I can name all the fucking porn sites.
Getting
I know
it
them all.
In. Yeah. I'm a porn connoisseur. But I mean, yeah, it just gets irritating. But, you know, I guess we should talk about the movie now.
No. Dude. Let's talk about it. We'll rant and rave about fucking, you know, just people who don't know how to act right in society nowadays. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, guys.
Jesus, Christian.
I had the sniffles there. just kind of shot out.
Bless your soul, child.
Yes.
All right, guys. So let's get into this Civil War.
Yes.
What'd you think, dude?
So overall, I think the movie was a success in many ways. I think the ultimate failure is one where we kind of understood it was going to be a shortcoming of the film. But overall, the film really worked. I found it enjoyable, and I found it to be the next great stepping stone into the MCU.
Yeah. So my initial thoughts, the first time I watched it, I really felt that it was kind of lacking some references to the real Civil War storyline. Because, if you guys haven't watched this and you guys are just going to listen to us anyways and listen to what happens and basically whatnot, you have to understand that it's not the comic book at all. It's something completely different. It takes the rough outlines of what Civil War is, takes the themes and ideas from that, and then essentially think about it this way. It's like, imagine when Civil War is being conceived, the comic book, and they come up with the idea, and then one person wants to do one thing, and then one person wants to do something else. So we call it A and B. A was the route the comic book took, and basically B would be the route the movie took.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no other way. It's we knew that it was never going to live up to what the comic was.
Right.
I mean, it was vastly different, and I think it's a little harsh to try and judge it based off the comic.
Right.
Even though it's supposed to be based off the comic. It's just hard because it's so different. It's vastly, vastly different.
When you look at this movie in under the guise of kind of if it wasn't called Civil War, it would have been amazing, you know? To me, this was more like Winter Soldier 2.
Yeah.
Or, any other thing you can call it, you can call it something else. But calling it Civil War brings this rush of emotions to a lot of fans because it's one of the greatest events Marvel's ever done. It's a lot of people's favorite event.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. Maybe they just shouldn't have named it Civil War, dude. Maybe they should have just named it, Winter Soldier or something. Even just not even Captain America, just Winter Soldier.
Well, we had Winter Soldier, the last movie.
But they called it Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah, but it could get confusing if they just called it that. But, they could have just called it Captain America 3. Iron Man doesn't have other titles as Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3.
Yep.
So, they could have just called it Captain America 3 or something, Avengers Prime or something. I don't know.
I think the movie greatly suffered from a slow start.
Yeah, the movie started very slow. It was all very important stuff. But,
it wasn't even necessarily exposition either, dude. It was just a slow start to the movie.
Well, when you think about, they essentially showed the opening scene kind of three times, where Bucky goes and hits the car and all that stuff. That's how it starts, and you're kind of just why are we in 1991? What's happening? Okay, it starts with Bucky.
You know, you keep place hopping all to these different places. It's a little cluttered. I don't know, dude.
But then when they go to Lagos, Lagos is a little slow, but then once they get into action, it's really cool,
Yeah, it's
pretty
good.
Exciting. But then from there, we jump to Tony Stark talking to MIT, and I'm just I don't care about this. But the significance of that, I guess, is the lady's son.
It tied together once that scene finished. It right. ended up, started out, I'm like, what are we doing here? And then all of a sudden, then it made sense, you know what I mean? Right. Okay, don't get me wrong, guys. I absolutely adored this movie. and that's an understatement, really, because the way I feel about this movie, it's just incredible what Marvel is able to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I truly believe that the Russo brothers are the Marvel's secret weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're able to achieve in their films is just, nobody else that works on Marvel titles can do it.
Dude, huge cast. I saw some people complaining about the CGI. I thought it was flawless CGI.
And the big thing, so, when you have those duo fight scenes, you had in the Avengers and stuff like that, with Captain America and Thor, and then Iron Man, Hawkeye, I think. Very zoomed in fighting scenes.
Yeah.
That was overly criticized by people about being like too cheesy. They didn't know how to choreograph right, maybe, that, you know, it was kind of a cop out. And I think they really answered it in this movie.
Oh, this movie, that the fight scenes were so good.
Like, they literally only did that. I don't know what kind of, like, I don't know what it's called, but I'll just call it zoomed fighting. You know, so they didn't do, like, the only zoom fighting they did was at the very, very end when it was, like, just Cap, Bucky, and, Iron Man fighting.
Yeah.
And it worked more for them. But when it was the massive, like, you know, well, not massive, but when it was the Battle Royal, none of that happened. It was clean choreography, great lines, great,
great banter, great fight.
Yeah, exactly, like, dude. It was just perfect.
And just how creative, like, they are. Like, you could tell, like Falcon stepped up his game so high.
Dude, so what they did in Lagos with Falcon was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They added different dimensions from him just, like, you know, twirling around in his little fucking things. He was, like, doing, like, more acrobatic type stuff. He was, like, using his wings as more shielding. He had, like, the
super tech.
The Red Hawk.
Yeah, Red Wing, who was supposed to be his Falcon in the comic books.
Yeah.
But it was a machine in this, and I love the way they did that. Like, obviously, you're not going to really have your Falcon with your Hawk,
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly.
You know?
And it just makes sense, you know what I mean? Everything they do just makes sense. Yeah. Let's see. Who would be your favorite character in this?
Oh, it's hard.
This is really a hard question. It's hard. Because, you know, I seen the meme, and, like, you look at all the, because they put the name and then, like, you know, the character symbol type thing.
Yeah.
Next one is all the heroes and stuff in in one little thing, and you just really have to look at each one, and you're like, how did they affect the movie?
Were they
good? Were they funny?
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Did you see the meme where it's like Captain America looks all sad, and it's like when in the movie is named after you, but everybody keeps talking about Spider-Man and Black Panther?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I thought Cap was actually fantastic in this movie. I feel like everybody was great, but, like, I'd have to, can I give you, like, a top three, or do I have to say one?
I don't know, dude. Like, I want to know who your favorite is.
We
could go to, like,
well, if
okay.
My favorite as far as playing a big role, I think, would be Scarlet Witch. Because I feel like she played, like, a huge role in this movie. Like, she was kind of, like, there to back up everyone, you know?
Okay.
Like, no matter what was happening, like, anybody who was getting beat up in the fight, she'd step in and fucking save them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she was just kind of, like, always there to help kind of bolster what was going on. And I thought that was great. And I liked her character development.
You could do a top... I want to do kind of like maybe a top three. Yeah, top three works.
Yeah, Spider-Man, Black Panther, Scarlet Witch, and then Ant-Man gets an honorable mention.
Ant-Man, honorable mention.
Yeah.
Okay. And this doesn't really, you know, take away from anybody else, because everybody did
fantastic. They were so
good. I think, like, maybe Bucky was the weakest character.
Maybe, but Bucky was still very strong, too.
Yeah. He had his moments.
I think maybe War Machine was the weakest character.
Yeah. So, I mean, my list is pretty goddamn similar. You know, Underoos. Ant-Man, Black Panther.
Yeah.
Ant-Man, dude.
He's so good.
it's literally like the point of making the most out of the time you're given.
Oh, yeah.
For me, that's what really won them over, like... Their stellar job they did. The lines that were given to them were excellent. They were funny, well crafted, and witty.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, you know, they had a profound impact in the movie, of course.
Yes.
And I don't know, dude. It was just so enjoyable. Oh, dude, yeah. How funny was it, though, when, like, Cap, like, starts kissing Sharon Carter?
Oh, yeah.
And then
just,
they,
like,
look
nodding
back
in the car.
And then, like, he looks back over, and then, like, Bucky and Sam are all, like, give him a shit grin. He's like, they're like, this is pretty much how I imagine them laughing. Like,
yes, exactly like that.
Yeah. Oh, man, dude, it was excellent. Oh, man, this movie had so many different layers to it.
Dude, like, the delivery on all the humor was just perfect. Like,
yeah.
Like, even when, like, Sam and Bucky in the car, he's like, can you move your seat forward? And he's like, no.
Yeah, no, right?
He, like, moves over. Like, Spider-Man, when he's, like, on Falcon, he's like, you have the right to remain silent.
Yeah, dude. Spider-Man was excellent.
Oh, he was so good.
So, I mean, we can go on and on about everything was so great about the movie. Let's talk about, like, something in the movie that they could have changed.
I feel like the movie was cluttered with not... I mean, I like the number of characters. Like, I think they handled the screen time very well with all of them.
Yeah.
But the problem is they were telling kind of two different stories.
Yeah.
I mean, and they tied in together well. Like, this was all Baron Zemo's plan, you know, to create a fight between them, to destroy him from the inside out, to finally get him to Moscow to show the, you know, Tony Stark the video of his parents getting killed by Winter Soldier and all that stuff. And, like, that's the story, you know, like, yeah. It all ties together. But when you think about it, it's really two different stories. It's a story of the Sarkovia, what's it called, papers, Sarkovia yeah. papers. And they're, you know, because of all these tragedies that have happened among the Avengers and because of the Avengers, and then just now in Lagos, 11 Wakandans killed because Scarlet Witch couldn't do something right. But, you know, we can talk about the ideologies in a second, but that's one story, is that. And that the Sarkovia Papers are what essentially split up the Avengers, you know? You know, people wanting to sign and not sign. That's what caused that, in a way, right?
Yes and no.
Well,
I feel like the Bucky, you know, part of it really played more of a role in, like, the rupture.
Yeah, but that was, like, afterward, you know?
Yeah.
Like it did play a huge part later, but it's, like, initially the conflict is kind of like, you either sign or you don't sign. But then when, you know, they get tips about Bucky and you know, when they're just trying to sign the papers in Vienna, then it's, like, Steve is like, well, I need to go save Bucky or bring him in, you know? And then we have this whole thing with Black Panther chasing him down and all this craziness. And even then, Tony Stark tries to keep him together, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they did a good job of explaining his ideology better in the movie. Because, yeah. Like, at first when you're watching the movie, you're like, okay, you just feel guilty, you know? Mm-hmm. But then when him and Cap are talking after after Cap gets captured in Bucky and Black Panther, you know, he's like, I'm just trying to prevent something worse from happening, you know? Like, you know, this is bad here, but it could be worse, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that really helped some people, like, especially Team Cap people, like, understand Iron Man's perspective. Uh-huh. I still think he's wrong. But,
And, yeah, that's another question I was going to ask you, but you just kind of answered it. Does it affect what side you're on, do you think?
No, because I definitely understand Captain America's side, even though it seems like he's doing it later on for selfish reasons. Initially, like, I get his point because it's like, yeah, 11 people in Lagos died, 11 Wakandans, but if they got away with that biological weapon, how many people would have died?
Yeah,
if
exactly.
If they weren't there in all those instances, how many people would have died?
And, like, I feel like the greatest point that, like, Cap brought up, it was just kind of brushed to the side. It was very awkward. It was mm-hmm. like, how is, like, one of the best lines in the movie, like, just kind of brushed off?
Like, are you talking about when he was, like, talking about, he's like, what happens if people need us and they don't let us go?
Yeah, he's like, agendas change. He's like, I don't feel comfortable working for people with agendas because agendas change. He's like, what happens when people... when people need us, but they won't let us go do something. What
or
happens?
They send us a place that we don't agree to go. Or
yeah,
something.
Exactly. It's like he's like, I still believe that the safest place,
safest hands are still our
yeah,
own.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of paraphrasing, trying to remember the line or whatever. I mean, but like, dude, it was like probably one of the best lines in the movie because it's like it explains everything that Cap is standing for.
Oh yeah. I mean, and it really is, like, freedom, you know? And, like, one of the things America. I didn't like was, you know, that they didn't tie in one of his motives from the book is, like, they're going to be regulated, but villains won't. They won't follow the laws. They're already villains, you know? And, you know, villains are going to do what they want, and they get arrested all the time and released all the time. And
yeah, and here's the thing is, like, here's my problem with the movie is, like, compared to the comic book, it's like the impact that the comic book had with everything else that has ever happened with Marvel It shaped the landscape of Marvel. It reshaped it. It really did. And for this movie, I just don't know if it's going to have that same impact.
Yeah, I mean, we did talk briefly, and you said, you know, like after the Civil War event, like Tony Stark was kind of an outcast. And I think he will be among the other members of the Avengers who got arrested, Clint and Wanda and Sam, because Steve had to go break them out, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think they will be so accepting of Iron Man after this. Like, they'll be fine with him because, like, I mean, Sam kind of already forgave him a little bit.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know if he necessarily forgave him. I think he was just looking out for the best interest of Cap.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really what it came down to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's easy to be critical of this movie because, you know,
of the comic book.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and because of other things, too. Like, even though the stories worked well together, I feel like everything kind of fit.
Mm-hmm.
It could be cluttered and it could be slow and it could be better, you know?
So. What do you think about, you know, Wanda receiving all of the blame and what happened?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it sucks, but like Cap was saying, you know, like, the responsibility needs to be on them. And, like, that was his point. Like, you know, he's like, all we're doing by signing these papers is shifting the responsibility. It's no longer our fault. It's the government's, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like...
Yeah, and, like, another message that resonated with me is just, like, the fact that he felt that, you know, right now, we have the right to choose,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, what we're doing. When we sign these papers, we give up that right to choose. We give up our ability to choose.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a powerful message. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I don't know what that had to do with Wanda, but I don't know. Just I had to like say before I forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean.
But see, okay, you think about it this. So the bomb was about to go off, right? It would potentially killed her.
Mm-hmm. And Cap.
Cap.
Rumlow.
Yeah.
Or Crossbones, sorry. Yeah. And all the people around him.
And there was hundreds of people around there.
Oh, yeah. And they all would have died.
So she did what she thought best. She's like, okay, well, what can I do? All I could do is throw him up in the air. She didn't know it was going to hit the fucking building, dude.
Yes.
Like, so to sit there and blame her for all those people, it's like she did the best in a fucked up situation.
Yes.
It was basically, you know, I'm not saying like she chose to kill those like 11 people or whatever. But, you know, it is like an unfortunate...
lesser of two evils, I mean.
It was either those 11 people or like hundreds of people. You know what I mean? Yeah,
and just like Sokovia, like, that's all on Tony Stark. He created Ultron. Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
All on him. Like, he was like, well, we were kicking ass and stuff. People were dying. Okay, well, that's your fault, okay? You decided to play God, all right? That's on you, and that's why you feel guilty, and that's why you're making the decisions you're making.
I was just about to bring that point up. Like, how did they not address that in this movie? How did nobody hold Tony Stark accountable for this?
Except for that lady.
No, it wasn't. She wasn't holding just him, you know, accountable.
Well, she said you murdered him.
Like, yeah, but like I don't think people realized that it was just
that
Tony.
I thought that bit of dialogue was pretty bad. Like,
I thought it was really good. It was impactful.
That was a little powerful, but it was super direct. You know, like obviously he didn't really murder him. Like,
well, yeah,
it could be his fault, but.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, she didn't mean, like, you literally pulled a trigger on my son or, you know,
right.
or whatever. But, you know, the in like, result of his actions, I mean,
yeah.
led to her son's death. I mean, it's undeniable.
Yes.
So, but that's something that really pisses me off because it's, like, that was a huge thing in Age of Ultron. Like, people were, like, really pissed off about him. And it seems like everybody just swept it under the rug, dude. It's, like, dude, how has he not been held accountable? How does nobody even point that out, dude?
Right.
And it's, like, yeah, I would feel, like, even if Clint or somebody would have said, like, yeah, I would feel bad if I would have released a robot army upon the world, too.
Yeah.
Like, how epic would that fucking line be? Oh, God, dude, I should be your director or writer or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and
God,
it's like when Ross is going through all this stuff, he's like, New York, and it's like, okay, well, that was kind of like not the Avengers' fault. Washington, D.C., okay, that was definitely S.H.I.E.L.D.'s fault. You know, like, you
oh,
can...
Geez. Yeah, stupid train.
Sorry about that, train, if you could hear that. But, yeah, it's like most of the stuff is like the Avengers preventing catastrophe, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they might draw it there, but it'd be much worse if they didn't exist, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But I think Vision brought up a great point, too, though, is just by the mere existence of the Avengers, I mean, it's going to breed conflict.
Yeah, definitely. I mean.
you know, and conflict will breeds war, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do, really?
What are you going to do?
So, what else? What else?
I mean, there's, like, a lot in this movie, you know? And, like, how would you rank, like, CGI, choreography, and then the introduction of the new characters, Spider-Man and Black Panther, out of 10?
Oh. I'd probably say, like, not, I don't know, man. Pretty close to 10 out of 10, dude.
For all of them?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Everything made sense. Yeah. Everything made sense.
Dude, Black Panther was so good. It was so good. Like, not just as Black Panther, but T'Challa, you know, was, like, perfect. I was like, man, I love you.
I love you.
Yeah. Ugh.
I loved her.
Yes, Jon Snow style.
Jon Snow style. Yeah, man. I mean,
yeah, I think Spider-Man was just great. Oh, I can't get enough of Spider-Man. It was just like his costume was awesome, his fighting was awesome, his banter was awesome. Some parts kind of sounded like a little fast. Like I couldn't really understand what he was saying.
Yeah,
like maybe he didn't do his line right or something. But like most of it was like.
Huh. Just excellent. I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right, there's like one part where he like ran this whole thing together, and I was like, "What the fuck did you just say?" But yeah.
I don't see. It's like I just don't know what possible effect could happen now.
Yeah, I mean,
what's gonna happen with them now?
We don't end up in a worse place at the end of this movie, you know?
Yeah, and like that's the huge effect of like what happened with Civil War is like. So you go from like a messed up situation to a really fucked up situation by the end it's like the Avengers are completely ruptured.
Spidey's in his black suit.
Yeah, Spidey's in his black suit. Cap dies. Other Avengers are dead.
Yeah.
You know.
New York is pretty much leveled.
Exactly. And it's like how like none of that stuff happens. Like you don't get any of those effects really.
Sue and Reed are on the ropes still.
Yeah.
I mean, you're never going to have Sue and Reed and all this great stuff, you know, stories, but...
Yep.
I mean, I think Sue Storm was, like, the most missed part of the comic books in this movie.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
But Black Widow kind of filled that role a little bit, I feel.
Nah. Nah.
No?
No.
Not...
No.
Well, you can see the similarities, though, right?
Nah.
No?
No.
Just no?
No.
All right.
Nope. Whatever.
Okay, so...
I just don't see it.
One, you know, in the book, Sue helps Team Cap escape after the death of Goliath.
Okay.
Even though Reed is on the other side, and she's, like, supposedly on his side.
Okay.
She helps him escape and switches sides, and Black Widow kind of does the same thing for Cap and Bucky. When she switches sides to stop Black Panther from taking him.
Boo.
Kind of the same.
Nah.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Bucky and Cap could have fought off Black Panther by themselves.
Maybe.
They didn't need her.
Yeah.
It's not the same effect. It just isn't.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. I mean, it's nothing like Sue, so Sue's just great. I love Sue. But, okay, let's talk about Vision hitting Rhodey.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel like maybe they should have killed Rhodey necessarily. But I think it would have been more impactful.
Yeah, I don't think that Rhodey should have lived. I don't think he should have. Like, what's the point of it, you know?
I also felt Iron Man should have died as well. I felt like they justifiably should have killed him.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Here's the question that was kind of looming. So what is it like fucking Cap bashes his shield into his arc reactor and his suit is powered off, right?
Yes.
Are we to believe that
that's the armor over his actual arc reactor?
So it's like he has an arc reactor under there, and then like his suit has its own arc reactor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what we're supposed to believe, because if we believe that it's his actual arc reactor, then we're supposed to believe that after Cap takes his shield out and his suit powers down, that the shrapnel is just getting closer and closer to his heart, and he's going to die.
Yeah, there's no way he would survive it at this point.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know, dude. I feel like it would have been so crazy if they just would have killed him, dude. It would have been a much better movie.
I think Cap should have died.
Maybe.
I mean,
I think justifiably. I mean, we could look at it a different way too. Is like maybe Cap should eventually have turned himself in, like he does in the comics.
Yeah, he should have turned himself in, and then, you know, Sharon Carter gets brainwashed and shoots him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would have been nutso, you know, if, yeah, they definitely, dude, that's what they should have done. See, because, like, the post-credit scene was just kind of, like, an addition onto the movie.
Yeah, the Wakanda thing. And
so, like, what if, like, Cap turned himself in, and then that's when they show... Yeah. Like her coming,
I feel like that's gonna be the next movie because they're gonna need time to brainwash her adequately and like
maybe this whole time that she's always been brainwashed. Maybe that's like they reveal that in the next movie. Maybe they leave that suspense for like our imagination. Like, why would she do that? Why the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would she do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I mean, I guess I don't know, man. They chose a different direction. We just kind of have to accept it. They have to accept he just threw a shield behind.
We also have to accept that Crossbones is dead.
Yeah.
Awkwardly. So
awkward.
Yeah.
Baron Zemo is, I don't know.
Baron Zemo is in prison-ish with the Hobbit with Bilbo Baggins interrogating him or something.
Yeah.
And I thought Baron Zemo was pretty good. Properly motivated.
He did well as a bad guy.
Yeah.
Maybe not the traditional Baron Zemo we're used to.
No.
But Baron Zemo nonetheless, maybe this is the road to what he become.
This is the road to him becoming Baron.
Yes.
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 Now he's just Helmut.
So another thing is, so when Bucky's like trying to rip out the arc reactor out of the suit,
mm-hmm.
it blows off his arm.
Yeah, he like uses, how does he blow through vibranium?
Like, because I thought, because like when T'Challa comes in contact with Bucky, his ring starts vibrating right next to his arm. So I thought that was like a signal that his arm is made out of vibranium.
Plus, T'Chaka talks about how vibranium was stolen essentially to make Winter Soldier, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Like to, you know. So, I mean, his arm is made of vibranium, but the only way I could think that this was properly motivated to where we could believe it is when, like, Baron Zemo's like, oh, these walls were built to withstand so much firepower. And Tony Stark was like, I bet I could beat that. Like, yeah, maybe that means, like, he could blow through vibranium.
Well, maybe he's like, well, given time, he's like, I bet you could.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I don't, dude. You see, there's, like, inconsistencies in the movie.
I mean, he can't blow through Cap's shield, but he can blow through a vibranium arm.
But they're both made out of vibranium.
Yeah.
Awkward.
But T'Challa did scratch the shield with his vibranium claws.
Well, yeah, you need the same substance to cut one another, you know?
Yeah, I mean... It's difficult. I don't know how he blew off his arm, like, because it's like when I was thinking back on it after the first time, I was like, oh, maybe he blew like his whole arm off, you know, like from the skin. But then like you could tell like his arm's still attached.
Yeah, no, like, you actually literally see. Yeah, you still see the metal and stuff where the star is.
Yeah, so.
But Winter Soldier.
We don't really know how that happened.
I mean, okay, but let's get into a little bit where it comes into play. Tony finds out that, you know, the Winter Soldier killed his mom. And really, it wasn't even like that he killed his dad. It was that he killed his mom.
Yes.
I mean, okay.
Hence the importance from early scene.
Yeah. From a logical standpoint, who in their right mind would be able to contain themselves?
Right.
In that situation. But somebody as smart as him doesn't seem to grasp the concept that he was brainwashed.
I think he understands it. He just doesn't care. Like, it doesn't matter that he was brainwashed. He just wants revenge for...
But even before his mom, he holds him accountable for his actions when justifiably he should never be held accountable for those things that he did. He was brainwashed into doing them.
To be fair, he also blamed him for things that he didn't do. You know, but then he found out he didn't do them and he's like tried to go help them and whatever and
but
whatever.
It just becomes a thing where it's like, dude, how can you blame him for this? As hard as it is to swallow, we're not saying you need to be friends with him.
Yeah.
But you sit there and try to kill him? How are you any better, dude?
Yeah, and that's the point kind of Black Panther brought up when he was talking to Zemo, and he's like, you know, you were consumed by vengeance, and now Stark is consumed by vengeance. He's like, I won't let it consume me anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if he still was, he would have killed Baron Zemo then and there, but he stopped him from dying.
Yeah, dude, how epic. Dude, he was like, he's like, this world is not done with you yet.
Yeah, or he said, like, the living aren't done with you yet. Or
dude, I was like, oh, yes! Yeah.
Yes.
But, yeah, dude, like, I don't know, man, like...
So you like cats?
Shut up. This guy.
Yes.
But, like, no, like, what do you think? Like, do you think he was justifiably... like angry about it?
I don't know. It's hard because it's like you don't really know if that fight is really properly motivated. Like, I get it. It's like he just doesn't care. He just wants revenge, you know, and he's consumed by it. But it's hard because it's like, you know, you have to kind of understand, like, he was brainwashed, you know, and he would have never done that if he wasn't. It's not his fault he got brainwashed. He didn't go like, hey, Russians, can you fucking brainwash me? I'm going to go fucking murder Tony Stark's parents.
Yeah.
And I want to know how Cap knew about that. I mean, I did question that before, but now kind of thinking about it, like, he did know Howard Stark. He probably heard about how he died.
Yeah, and he's probably shown the footage because he was embedded in
but
S.H.I.E.L.D.
But like you said, he didn't know it was Bucky. He just knew... they were killed in Siberia.
Well, no, because remember Iron Man was like, cut the shit. And he's like, yeah, I knew.
Well, he's like, did you know? And he's like, I didn't know it was him.
And he's like, cut the shit. And he's like, yeah, I knew.
Yeah, but he didn't. But that he could still mean that he didn't know it was Bucky, but he knew that's how they died.
Yeah, I guess.
So what'd you think of these other five super soldiers? Like, kind of like a loop they try to throw us for?
Yeah.
Yeah. Baron Zemo just knew that they would come after them. And
yeah, I mean, just, you know, he ended them. So it was kind of whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I think it was a fantastic film. Yeah. And it really satisfied all of our kind of, I don't know, like, expectations is the word, but it satisfied us enough, you know?
And yeah, I mean, you know, words that I would use associated with the movie would be, like, diverse and dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's for sure. Like, I mean,
it was just funny. It was pretty emotional at points.
Pretty intense.
They had the iconic, like, Iron Man, Captain America shield blaster scene.
Yeah.
That they, like, freeze framed.
Uh-huh.
So I did catch the slow-mo this time around, but it was, like, when Baron Zemo was talking, right?
No, like, dude. It was when Cap and Bucky were fighting Iron Man, throwing the shield back and forth.
I didn't see any slow-mo there.
It's not like slow-mo. It's like zoomed in, like 2v1 type weird shit. It's just the style they do. I don't know. I can't explain it.
All right. I saw like the slow-mo when like Baron Zemo was talking, but.
The slow-mo.
Yeah. Like when Baron Zemo was talking about like how they're fighting each other and then like it was slow motion. Like.
Oh yeah.
Captain America beating up Iron Man.
Yeah. No, not that type of fighting, but like, I mean, you know what I'm talking, like how they zoom in on their characters, like when it was like Thor and Cap and it's like Iron Man and somebody else and Black Widow and somebody else, how they're fighting in those sequences.
Oh, okay.
Do you not understand?
Just like 2v1.
No, not necessarily just 2v1, just like they're dude, I don't know how to, I would have to show you, I guess, dude.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how you don't know this yet.
Well, I mean, I don't, it doesn't bother me.
I don't know. It doesn't necessarily bother me either. I just bother that you don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh. Well, it sounds like it, like, bothers you that they keep doing it.
No, it's not even that. It's just the fact that it's, like, I do like to watch people go outside of their limitations. And they're heavily criticized about, like, how, like, they're so lighthearted and they're so this or so that. And they're, you know, like the way they set up their fighting
scenes,
they
say are formulaic is the kind of term used to describe Marvel.
Yeah.
Marvel, sorry, I said Marvel.
And with their fighting scenes, it's like they totally went outside of like what they normally do.
Yeah, dude, we had Giant Man.
Yeah, and and then it's like at the end they use it again. I was like, oh, okay, well, at least there's only one since not every time you're fighting.
Yeah. You're talking about like when they zoom in on their faces?
No.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll just show you after the
podcast. I know the scene, but I don't know like what you're talking about with it, you know? So, I get you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So on like your MCU films, better or worse than Winter Soldier?
Better or worse? Better.
Better than Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
I don't know where you have Guardians on yours, but better or worse than Guardians?
That's a hard one. Do. Oh, man. That's really hard, dude, because, like, Guardians, man. I mean, you got to give, like, Marvel credit of, like, how they introduce new characters.
Mm-hmm.
But they introduced, like, damn near a whole new galaxy.
Yeah.
And successfully did everything. Comedy, action, storyline, storytelling, all that stuff. And it's like, they, well, I mean, Civil War did the same thing or whatever, but just, like, kind of smaller scale. But I don't know, man. I would have to put it... I'd have to put it higher.
So, you're going to say Civil War, best MCU film to date?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel right now.
I feel like Guardians and Winter Soldier are top two.
Yeah.
So, if this is better than...
I think it falls within the top three for sure.
Yeah. But debatable where, because the air is very thin up there. Like, it's not a whole lot of difference between them. Like, Winter Soldier is like the tops almost, you know, like... Guardians is different. Like, you can't really compare one-on-one Winter Soldier and Guardians. It's just really what you enjoy more.
Yeah.
But Guardians is, like, so unexpectedly good, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would be okay with a three-way tie for first.
Yeah, three-way tie. Yep.
But, yeah, I think it's definitely up there. Like, I
hashtag
think it's
no confrontation.
I think it's better than both the Avengers films.
Yeah,
honestly,
that's,
like,
yeah, for sure.
I mean,
for sure.
Like, Avengers 1 was so good, but, like, Civil War is, like, does that... But with Spider-Man and Black Panther and Ant-Man.
Yeah. Like, it's very, very good.
So.
And imagine if they did have Hulk and Thor, you know? Oh, dear.
And think about how much better, like, Hawkeye has gotten, you know?
Yeah, dude, for sure. And just kind of look forward to, like, seeing everybody all in, you know, Infinity Wars.
Yeah, or whatever it's going to be called.
Yeah, whatever they decide to call it.
Yeah, but.
So, I mean, I guess it's time to rate the film. Of 10.
Oh.
It's going to be a hard one to gauge.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to like, rate the movie.
Little footsie action there, huh?
Well, I don't think you can really, like, knock off points for it being different than the comic. I don't know if that's necessarily fair.
No, I think it is.
I think just, like, minor confusing things, like Iron Man or Bucky's arm getting blown off and, like, some slight motivational stuff at the end and all that kind of stuff. Like, I think overall, like, I'd have to still give it, like, a 9.6.
That seems overly generous.
Well, we are saying it's, like, one of the best films to date.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's not that generous. I mean, I was going to give it 9.2. Yeah. It's just hard because it's such a good film. Even, like, despite, like, the things that are just kind of confusing about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's, like, without those confusing parts, it's, like, it could have been a 10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was very close to being close to perfect.
Yeah. That so, even makes sense, but okay.
It does make sense.
So, there you have it. Just to let you guys know, this won't be the only time we obviously talk about Civil War.
Yeah.
We'll have other podcasts. We just need to see it a couple times, to, you know, go more in depth about not only just the storyline, but Easter eggs that we probably obviously missed.
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't even discuss Easter eggs except for, like, the iconic, you know,
yeah,
shield versus, reactor blast, whatever. Cap versus Iron Man,
mm-hmm,
kind of thing. But I mean, we're definitely going to go into all that stuff a lot more, guys.
So one thing we didn't talk about though is, like, is Captain America done being Captain America?
No,
he left his shield behind.
So he also went and, like, rescued everybody out of prison and also said, hey, whenever you need me, call me.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not done. Come on. You're not done.
Yeah.
He ain't done.
So, do we think the next Captain America film will be his death?
Maybe. Maybe. It could be.
Is that a thing? Or are we not even going to kill him off?
I don't think we're going to necessarily. I think maybe Thanos could kill him off.
I think Thanos could kill anybody off. Like, Thanos will be the end of the Avengers as we know them, except for Thor.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah, dude. No, I agree.
It's like Infinity Wars is going to be like if Joss Whedon and J.R.R. Or George R. Martin, like wrote one, it.
Yeah, like had like, dude, how epic would that be, dude? Working with like the Russo brothers, Dreamcast. Yeah.
Dream big.
Yeah, but like I said, we'll definitely be having other future Civil War podcasts. Maybe not right away. Maybe in like a couple weeks as like more, you know, Easter eggs surface that we didn't notice. Maybe we'll go see it again next weekend or something. As those things happen, we will podcast about it again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, as always, make sure that you're following our Twitter, go like our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram and go add us on Snapchat. And we also have this cool website designed by Christian himself, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. It has a forum section where you can create a forum and talk to our community. We have a buy list up there where, you know, Christian tells you what he buys every week and sometimes kind of explains what he's hyped about or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
We also have a blog section where we write our own articles and all that good stuff. We also have a homepage with a great slideshow produced by Christian himself.
Yes, and at the bottom of that homepage is a little link to Reality Comics, boys. Social media site for nerds, book,
mad excited
comic book fans.
So if you guys haven't already heard our past podcast, we've been promoting them a lot. You know, we got to show the 916 love for you guys. And, we definitely appreciate any and all support that you give us. Make sure you guys go visit their Twitter and go, to their website, go sign up, dude, and have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. It's great. Subscribe, rate, review us, share us with your friends and families and dogs and cats. Never mind, not your cats.
You don't like cats.
Yeah.
You'll tell your parrots so they can repeat it to all the other strangers.
Yeah, we're going to go watch Geordie Shore now. Sounds
and
exciting.
And it's going to be a good time, guys. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I think that's all we have for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed our review of Civil War. Don't worry, there'll be more reviews on it because obviously you can't tackle everything in one podcast.
I mean,
that would be absurd.
Jesus. Spider-Man will return.
Spider-Man, I will say that, though. Oh, fuck it. We'll just talk about it next time. All right. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
I'm Nerdy Boy Spider-Man. Christian.
Oh, I know Spider-Man. no, but at NBR, we have one simple message, as always, and that is to stay nerdy,
boys.